Thanks for joining me for part two of a Juggling Mum podcast. This week, I've found another great song from the GarageBand website. It's called Silver Plated by Jeff Beard. Again, that was Silver Plated by Jeff Beard from www.garageband.com. Does this scenario sound familiar to you? You're stirring the bubbling dinner over the stove while you're bouncing your crying baby on your hip. Your 3-year-old has just run out the back door and is now outside playing naked in the pouring rain. He forgot to shut the door after him, and the dog has run in, leaving muddy footprints all over your freshly mopped floor. Your 5 and 7-year-olds are fighting over whose turn it is to play on the computer, and you have the telephone resting between your ear and your shoulder, straining to hear your husband, who is telling you that he's working back tonight, over all the noise. Whether you're a working mum, a stay-at-home mum, a work-at-home mum, or a single mum, we are all faced with the same thing: too many tasks and not enough time. We can't, unfortunately, add more hours to the day, but we can strive for a little less chaos and a little more organisation. In order to create this chaos-free life we crave, we need to manage our time more effectively. Most people feel like they don't have enough time, but if you were to unplug your TV, you'd find at least 2 extra hours in your day. If you got off your computer when you were finished instead of mindlessly surfing the net, you'd probably have an extra hour in your day. A very effective tool for managing your time is to make a list of all the things you'd like to do or need to do. This will be your to-do list. I've made myself up a to-do list in Microsoft Word on my computer. It lists everything I'd like to do, whether it is something to do with my house, something to do or buy for the kids, or something to do on the webpage or podcast. Anytime I think of anything else, I just add it to the list. Once I complete a task, I just delete it. I also give some tasks a deadline, and I type the deadline date next to the tasks and change the font color to red. Each day when I turn on my computer, I go straight to my to-do list. If there is something there that needs urgent attention, I do it then and there. If you feel like you can never get on top of your dirty laundry, you might want to try doing a load of washing in the evening so it can be hung out in the morning. That way you can still get another load washed and dried during the day. This is especially useful in autumn and winter when the daylight hours, and therefore your drying time, is much shorter. Multitasking is not always a good idea, but in this instance it can save you valuable time. Clean your bathroom sink while you're cleaning your teeth, and give the shower a quick clean while you're in there. Keep some disinfectant spray near the toilet, and while you're in there, give the toilet seat a spray and wipe over with some toilet paper. Grab the brush and give it a quick swipe around the bowl. It takes a couple of seconds, and if you do it once a day, your toilet will stay clean and sparkly. Write all appointments on a calendar that the whole family can use. This is especially useful if you have a couple of children with different sporting commitments. It's also a good idea to write your children's sports days, news days, and any other important school days. Check your calendar each night to see what is happening the following day. If you find it difficult to prepare dinner, consider preparing as much as possible earlier in the day while your children are occupied or having a nap. Then, when it's time to make dinner, you can set the kids up with some pencils and colouring in books and let them colour in while you're finishing off. Another good idea is to cook a double batch when you're cooking meals like spaghetti or casseroles. That way you can put half in the freezer ready for another night. If your mornings are chaotic, try to arrange your clothes the night before. This includes your children's clothes too. Make sure that everything you need is clean and ironed, and find any underwear you will need. This will help to eliminate the last minute hunt through the ironing basket looking for that lost sock. Learn to say no. Don't feel obligated to say yes to everybody else's requests. Don't agree to go to your children's school PNC meeting if you don't have the time. Remember that your family comes first. Spending time with your children is more important than attending every committee meeting. Time management is a crucial part of a peaceful, chaos-free household. Get these few little tips under your belt and your household will run smoother and you'll be a happier mummy. My website is now up and running, so come and visit me at www.ajugglingmum.com. Before I go, I'd like to wish everyone a very happy and safe Easter. If you're travelling, please take care of yourself and your families. Try not to eat too much chocolate, and most importantly, enjoy this special time with your family and friends. If you haven't done so already, take a look at the Easter party ideas on my website, www.ajugglingmum.com. I've just added the Easter basket cupcake recipe. Also, take a look at the Easter craft ideas I've found on the net. They're listed in the Easter craft section on our Little Space on the Net website. You can find the links for this on the main page of www.ajugglingmum.com. Well, this brings us to the end of this week's podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed listening to me. I'd really love your feedback, so please send me an email to rachel@ajugglingmum.com. You can find all the links that I spoke about on this podcast at www.ajugglingmum.com. The music I used in this week's podcast is called Fancy Pants by Colette McKendrick from the www.garageband.com website. I'm looking forward to preparing the next week's podcast. Remember, if you have any ideas or questions, email them to me and I'll see what I can do. Take care and be good.
Thank you.